Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. It's about to go down. I'm Dante Payne. Baseball season's kicking off. Football season, some of these pro days are looking mighty well. And it is March Madness, baby. So, those are new. This is Dragon Sports Live. It's not just your show about sports and music, but it's the show for you. So let's kick it off with our intro for Dragon Sports Live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome!
Doesn't seem okay. shoulders. Gucci, 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 Gucci. I spent some G's on Gucci, 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 Gucci. I put the team on Gucci. If I buy the jeans, then I buy the tees. What's next? I put my feet in Gucci. Down, I think.
I put the G up in Gucci. I get to the paper, no loose leaf. Niggas amaze me, rockin' Fugazi. I never let this shit fool me. I blew a check on that shit. You better check on your bitch. She gave me the coochie, cause she a groupie. I'm about to flex on your bitch. Blowin' bread, fuck a price tag. Spinning G's on this nice bag. Gucci down, yeah, she like that. Beat the pussy, she don't fight back. Drippin' on her like an ice pack. Got a sprung when I pipe that. Sleepin' in it like a nightcap. The money callin', I be right back. Look. All this Gucci got me G'd up. Blowing money just to re-up. You niggas still rockin' Adidas. I swear you niggas can't keep up. Ain't tryna kick in my feet up. Got the liquor by the leader. All ice on my feet. Callin' bitches just to be but.
Wake up, Gucci bag, Gucci loafers. Wake up, wash my hands, dub my shoulders. Yeah, yeah. I got cash, you should notice. All these Gucci tags on my shoulders. All of these bags, all of these bags of Gucci. I spent some G's on Gucci, 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 Gucci. I put the team on Gucci. If I buy the jeans, then I buy the tees. What's next? I put my feet in Gucci. Down, I think. I put the G in Gucci.
I put the team up on Gucci. You niggas swear like a Lucy. I'm popping these tags, blowing the bag. Living my life like a movie. You can't relate if you broke. I got the money for the quote. It's smiling your face like they your ace. Niggas hating on the low. Got the money, keep the fame. The money never made me change. Rich and pumping through my vein. Put some respect on my name. Big body swerving through the lane. Top down, fuck the rain. All black, everything. The diamonds flooded out the chain. Gang. Never asking for a handout. All this Gucci got me swagged out. Stripper on me, got her ass out. I beat the pussy, bout to spaz out. She throw my ass up, bout to cash out. Leave the cover, then I dash out. I put a flip to the face. Drink a liquor till I pass out.
Wake up, Gucci bag, Gucci loafers. Wake up, wash my hands, dub my shoulders. Yeah, yeah. I got cash, you should notice. All these Gucci tags on my shoulders. All of these bags, all of these bags of Gucci. I spent some G's on Gucci, 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 Gucci. I put the team on Gucci. If I buy the jeans, then I buy the tees. What's next? I put my feet in Gucci. Down, I think. I put the G in Gucci.
Ladies and gentlemen, I realized that I had made a mistake earlier, so a lot of people didn't hear me, but this is me saying it to you again. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's about to go down today. That last song that you just heard was Taco and GS. Gucci, Gucci. So, with that being said, let's talk about what's going down, what's being Gucci in the world of baseball. Ha ha. Nah, but Dodgers was looking good in their home opener because they already started their season in Japan. And, you know, they started their season, not Japan, South Korea, my bad. Ohtani didn't hit a home run in his hole, but him, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman hit. They had a total of 5 hits, 4 walks, 4 RBIs total amongst them, 3. So, but Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman both hit a home run against Miles Mikolas. They did. They ended up winning that game off on the fact that you had a game. Yeah, they still won that game. They looked good, like I said. Season started. We got a long season for baseball. We just started. We still in opening week. So, let's get it. Diamondbacks, they hammered the Rockies in their home opener with a 14-run inning in the third and end up beating the Rockies 16-1. Now, that's the most on opening day since the 1900s on when that record started being, you know, that's the most. But in other news, though, Rockies give shortstop Ezekiel Tovar a 7-year, $63 million extension. Might as well say 64 because it's 63.5. So you might as well say it's a $64 million extension. Yankees Juan Soto, he over there debuting in the Yankees uniform with a game-saving throw. He threw from, I think it was right field straight to home. No, it was left field.
My bad.
Left field straight to home for the out.
So, I like that. I do like that.
You like that? You like that? I'm just getting my Kirk Cousins mode for a second. But he with that game-saving throw. And, you know, like I said, you with a new team with that as well. Now, it's sad to say that their third baseman, DJ LeMayu, has a non-displaced fracture in his right foot. So, this was confirmed Saturday by manager Aaron Boone. He had suffered that injury in a foul pitch off the top of his foot March 16th. Didn't reveal any structural damage, but another MRI taken Friday did say the swelling subsided and there is a fracture. So he'll be re-imaged in 2 weeks. Don't know what his timetable is, but he is, unfortunately, on IL right now. We'll see how that goes. If he can pay through the pay, more power to him. If he can't, that's all I got to say. So, Angels holding a team meeting after 0-2 start to the year. You know, they did lose some of their players, like Ohtani, Trout. Well, not Trout. Lost a couple players. They lost a couple key players, so it's like, I'll be holding team meetings too if I'm starting. I'm not starting out the season right. Jays Cabrera was tossed out the benches clear versus the Rays. That's lovely in baseball when you have bench clearing on both sides. And, you know, tempers flared up. Tips out the Caballero, who had a single to drive in a run, continue around on third base. Justin Turbis throwing error. And then you had right fielder George Springer ran down the throw past first base and threw it to shortstop Bo Bichette, who tacked Cabrera out at third for the final out of the inning. Yeah, you know, that happens, and then tempers flare up. Things happen, and Rays still end up winning that game 5-1, but hey, it happens. Bryce Harper over there giving the Phillies a scare when he crash landed. He was chasing a baseball into foul territory and fell into like the little dugout. Popped out fine. He's just banged up a bit, perhaps, maybe. We don't know, but he definitely crashed. Twins Royce Lewis to go on IL, and Anthony DeSclafani is out for the season. He will be donezo kaput. He had underwent surgery to repair a flexor tendon in his forearm. So that surgery will cause him to miss that whole entire season. So we'll see. We definitely shall see what happens with that. During opening day, though, Oakland A's fans protested moved by watching game in the parking lot, but
here's more. Here's another important tidbit. So the Oakland presented the Athletics ownership with a lease extension that's for 5 years, because their stadium won't be basically ready for another 3 years. But that lease at least includes a 5-year contract with an opt out after 3 years. The team is required to pay a $97 million extension fee. And they will have another meeting. The team in the city will have another meeting for the third formal meeting between the two sides. And hoping that, you know, that the Vegas stadium will be ready in 2028.
They will.
Maybe. We don't know. But we shall see. We shall see very well of how that's going on. Texas Rangers and Chicago Cubs had to go extra innings, and that ended up Texas winning 4-3. They're on the verge of getting swept by the Texans because they play again today at 1:35 Central Standard Time. White Sox is playing too, but both Chicago teams are starting out 0-2 thus far. So, you know, like I said, it's the start to the first game. Still getting used to pieces. Cubs also going to be without pitcher Justin Steele. He left his start in the fifth inning with left hamstring tightness. So, he going to be gone there. We'll see what that goes, how that goes, where it goes. But he's out. Tyler O'Neill gets his fifth straight opening day home run as the Red Sox win 6-4 to the Mariners. On top of that, that's also a record. He, in the last 5 seasons, he's been consistent with getting a home run on opening day. So, cool. Nelson Cruz signs a one-day contract to retire with the Mariners. Even though he played most of the seasons elsewhere, he had the most significant impact on his career with the Mariners, so he decided to sign a one-day contract, as well as throw a ceremony ball out and then go over to a stand to sign his contract. So congratulations on that. Big ups to you on that. And we'll see you in the next one. Ha. Ha-ha. We got quite a few games that's happening today besides the Cubs and Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs. Why did I say Cubs and Tigers? White Sox and Tigers, and then Rangers and Cubs. We also got Los Angeles, who's also to a rocky start. Baltimore, who's shockingly leading 2-0 in that series. And Atlanta versus Philly. So we got those games happening today. We also got a couple teams that hasn't played their first, well, they just played their first game. So some teams is like, oh, only played 2 games. Some teams played 3. And some teams played 5 already. So it's like, oh, okay. It is what it is, but that's how it happens. Like, Dodgers play 5, Padres play 5. So, keep you posted on that. And I do got some more music on this way. Don't feel bad if you didn't catch Dragon Sports Live. You can always catch it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also catch it on YouTube at DONPE1. So, this is Dragon Sports Live. We gonna give y'all some more music here now. We got Kenny Smith. He is the king on Dragon Sports Live. Check it out, y'all. And then we're gonna talk about some football. A rugby star has just been signed to the Chiefs. I'll give you more coming right up after this.
Joyful and triumphant.
so amazing. Rock Hill, what up? So they call you the girly for God, right? I guess that makes me manly for God. You ready, girl? Let's go get it. About them good old days, hanging out on Stanley, Stockrest, Ogden, rode around the way. But I never knew you like I know now. Never knew that we would end up on this path that we on now. Yeah, it's about to go down. Can't believe we on now. They can hear our songs now, all across the world now. With a feeling that here we celebrate these moments. You know we be on it. Live it up tomorrow, not promise to none of us. These blessings. God just keep on lining up. Out of all of his creations, he keeps his focus on us. No rush, we just trust the process. This is how we got here, no dealing with no nonsense. Yeah, cause God's timing is everything. I've been waiting patiently all of my life for bigger things. Yeah, but I never seen this coming. Even when he's doing nothing, God is always up to something so amazing. Stay grinding, don't need a reason. We just get up and get it as long as we breathing. That's a connection that's guaranteed to be effective. Nothing will prosper against us, not even weapons. You know I'm going all out with it, no half-stepping. I got you, you got me, it's not even a question. You the girl, they call me manly, you know it's for God. Two of us together on this song, you know it go hard. Just two kids from the same neck of the woods. We grown now, doing it big, life is good. Linked up on Facebook, yeah, that's a good look. Now we making boss moves, yeah, you know how we do. Yeah, cause God's timing is everything. I've been waiting patiently all of my life for bigger things, yeah. But I never seen this coming. Even when he's doing nothing, God is always up to something so amazing.
Welcome back to another edition of Drag Sports Live. That was So Amazing by Mr. Dark Eye featuring Anitra here on Drag Sports Live. And what's amazing is Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, they all shine, and Drake May, they all shine in their pro days. Michael Penix was showing off his speed. He had a 4.6 and a deep ball. He had 75 air yards at Washington's pro day. Wow. Jaden Daniels, he shined as well, but he also was rocking a fellow teammate who had cancer or who was fighting cancer hoodie while doing pro day and showing off his deep ball as well. So they looking good. I don't know what's going to happen next month when the draft comes around, because the draft is coming up quick, fast, in a hurry.
So we'll see what that goes and how that goes. Watson also hires AD Pat Chun from Washington State. So he's coming over from Washington State to go to Washington. California and Wisconsin, they're going to play a home and home series next year against each other, which should be a good show out. And Coach Prime believes Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter will control their fate for the NFL 2025 draft. He also wants them to go to certain teams. He believes that they're going to go to certain teams and doesn't want them to go to certain teams. But, you know, that face is up to God and what Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are going to do. Longtime AD Jack Swarbrick retired from Notre Dame, paving the way for a new AD and Pete Bidvaka, who values the independent status and likes that Notre Dame's going to stay independent. They also just got a new contract with NBC. Far as their networking and all that stuff for recording exclusively play their games on TV. So they did that. And like I said, first year AP, he values independence and he's going to keep it moving. So I like that. NFL took a massive turn by revamping the kickoff play. So they adapting the XFL kickoff where the kicker is on the 35 yard, everybody else is on the 40. So they did that. And we shall see how that goes. We got preseason coming up. We'll see how that will look in preseason because that's the best way you can see that, fine tune some things. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, with this revamped kickoff play, hopefully we can get the return of kickoff returns because we really didn't have that many and a lot of people feel that was dying. I don't feel it was dying, but some people do. So we'll see. Chiefs agreed to deal with European rugby star Louis Riesame, who's 23 years old. He said he worked out for numerous teams. He also can run a 4.43.40. So we'll see how that goes. You're somewhat very athletic because you're playing rugby, and that's basically football without pads. We'll see if he's going to be a wide receiver or a running back. Now that, like I said, that you'll have to wait to preseason and train, see what they got him listed as. He might be like a Deebo Samuel who can do running back and wide receiver. So we'll see. Panthers reached a deal with pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney, a 2-year deal worth $20 million. He had revamped his career with the Ravens last year, so now he's headed over to the Panthers because they was in need of a pass rusher real bad since they let go Brian Burns. So you get Jadeveon Clowney on a 2-year deal, which I think is a good pickup for them. Gives them someone who's a defensive presence versus your second-year guys and rookie starter guys. It gives you somebody with the experience and who's known to wreak havoc on defenses, on offenses. So I think that's a good pickup for the Panthers. Brian signed Lions ex-wide receiver Josh Reynolds to a 2-year deal that's worth $14 million. Well, they kind of had to do something now because you got rid of Jerry Jeudy, you sent him to the Browns, and he was one of your top receivers. One of your other receivers was coming off an injury from last year. So it's like you needed another target. Josh Reynolds is a good pickup for y'all. Now it just depends on who the quarterback is going to be. And I think y'all going to draft one. Y'all might move up in that essence, to try to draft a quarterback. But ever since Tom Brady went in the seventh round and Brock Purdy was the last pick, it doesn't feel like it matters where you get drafted at. It's how you play and how you put in that work. So let's see what the Broncos gonna do. Eagles executive Jake Rosenberg is leaving the team to advance his career. He was in charge of the salary cap executive, is what he was. So he's to continue his career in advancing. He's seeking to go elsewhere. But hey, a lot of people have been leaving the Eagles. I'm just gonna say it like that. NFL owners approved. They will play on Christmas Day in 2024, which is cool. And a recent doc about the Patriots basically let Kraft down. Kraft said he's gonna, which caused him to like, oh, I need to revamp my weight room and stuff like that. And I believe the other day I was randomly looking at the report card. Some of these teams got horrible grades. Like, one team had D's and F's. Kansas had an F in a couple categories. Bears, we was pretty decent. We had passing grades pretty much. Patriots had fairly grades in most in a couple categories. And it's amazed me that how some of these teams, you win Super Bowls, you got these nice facilities, but then your cafeteria and your weight room sucks. Or your train staff sucks. Maybe it's time to revamp that. You know why some injuries can't be prevented? It's like, oh, recovering. So, like, for example, Saints had bad grades in with the trainers, I believe. And with that being said, Saints right tackle Ryan Ramczyk, his knee, he's having a slow recovery from a knee procedure that he had done, and it's not going as suspected as he wanted to go. So he was struggling with that. And that goes to show that, you know, some of these training facilities need to be revamped, as well as the staff. Defensive tackle Jerry Phillips flips commitment to UFC and spurns Georgia in the process. So he's originally going to go to Georgia, but then he ended up flipping that commitment and headed over to UFC instead. Georgia's running back Trevor Etienne faces suspension after he had a DUI arrest. So that could be a school plus a league suspension. But we shall see how that goes. But he might, yeah. And y'all know that name sounds familiar, right? Because that's the younger brother of Travis Etienne with the Jaguars. But we'll see what they do with that. Like I said, following his DUI arrest and reckless driving, he might be suspended for a couple games, but, you know, we'll see. Let you know with that. We did have some exciting things happen. And when I say exciting, I was watching spring football the other day, and I was amazed. I was at work, so I couldn't really watch it like I wanted to, but just watching teams go against each other and basically it came down to the wire. So Jake Bates, who has a strong arm, kicked the 64-yard field goal, which won it for the Michigan. And I was happy with that. Like, I enjoyed that a lot. And And they battled. Like I said, they battled. It definitely looked good. I was definitely intrigued by that. So let's keep it going. We got more games today. Yeah, so we got the DC Defenders versus the San Antonio Brahmas. That's coming up today. But if y'all want to recatch those games, that's going to be on ESPN. The other games was on Fox. Check it out, y'all. Definitely check it out. Because I know I will. I'll be checking it out left and right. Hey, left and right. Right. So, we'll see. Arklan Deer commits to Ole Miss Rebels football team. That's the top running back in the 25 class. Top 300. He's the number 58 recruit overall and number 2 prospect in the state of Mississippi. So that's a big ups right there. So let's see what that goes. Police are seeking Chief Star Rasheem Rice after over incident. And Cowboys are open to a running back Ezekiel Elliott reunion. We'll see how that goes. Because he still hasn't re-signed yet. He's still a free agent. Eagles are sending Hassan Reddick to the Jets for a pick. So that, what pick they getting? They in a search of a edge rusher now. In the wake of Bryce Huff's departure in free agency and New York Jets acquired Hassan Reddick in a trade with the Eagles. Now, the Jets will send a conditional 26th third-round pick to the Eagles that improves a 26 that improves to a 26th second round if Reddick reaches 67% playing time and 10 sacks. Reddick recorded 11 sacks and 38 tackles in 17 games in 23. And, you know, 2023. He played 74% of the defensive snaps then. So, let's see how that goes. Because, yeah. Y'all ain't really have nobody. Y'all trying to revamp. Y'all rebuilding and stuff like that. We'll see. But, let's take a little short break. And we're going to give y'all some more music here on Dragon Sports Live. On this glorious Easter Sunday. So let's bring the heaven down featuring Young Bro featuring Choir here on Dragon Sports Live. Yeah.
It's a sad day and age when all we're absorbing is the color skin. Life no longer important. It's all the devil's trickery. Don't get caught up in his misery. Love the only answer. Seems like the biggest mystery. Screaming these lives matter, but all souls matter. Black, white, brown, blue, even if you're tatted. World's in a sad state. People finally had it. The tragedy is that humanity's no longer automatic. But the real question is today, if your God is real today, will you stand and pray? Stand with me and say, please bring heaven down. Bring heaven down.
Yeah. Have your way, Lord.
Gotta keep your mind on things above. Why? Could the devil try to come and mess it all up? He wants you to really think like him. He wants you to stick around by the grave like him. But you got a chance to receive all this joy. So I pray that you avoid the things you should avoid. Jesus will come around and break the chains off.
So don't worry about the price, cause it's paid off. I know that you used to be inside a dark place, cause all them doors started closing and you lost faith. Now you run into that thing that get you high again. Started blaming God like he the one who brought them problems in. You so quick to blame the Lord, but you gotta remember the devil's here to kill, steal, and destroy. Look in the mirror, I know that Jesus is in you. Yeah, it's time to surrender, cause he's the one who will defend you. I know that he will take away your anxieties, but you gotta know that everything you got is his property. You'll be forgiven, no more stains on you. He will open up the floodgates and let it rain.
When the ways of man seem right in our own eyes, we need you, Lord, to search us deep inside. Cause the heart of the king, you hold it in your hands. We need you, Lord, to help us understand.
In the streets, Lord, cause all I ever see is dope fiends desperate in the streets, Lord. I see a blasphemer, I see an insolent man, I see a pistol in his hand to an innocent man. I'm interceding, I'm praying. You gotta know that his grace is abundant. He's coming to wipe every tear. Yeah, my Savior's coming.
Holy King, your eternal, immortal, invisible, my God.
With a hangover, now you don't even feel like praising Jehovah. You look up restricted in the wrong places. You're trying to get a response, but they don't care how your day went. I see the murderers, I see the angry men. Raise up your hands and he can take all your sins. Surrender, Jesus died so we could be blameless. He wants to see his church with different ages and races. I don't want to see nobody fall down, so I gotta tell him that Jesus will come and set all of them walls down. You gotta meditate on sound doctrine. You ain't got no option when you're feeling like you're blocked in. There's no protection when you're out of his presence. That's why I'm coming to tell you that you're valuable to heaven.
When the ways of man seem right in our own eyes, we need you, Lord, to search us deep inside. Cause the heart of the king, you hold it in your hands. We need you, Lord, to help us understand. Please bring heaven down. Please bring heaven down. You're the God of the city. You're the God of the nation. Save us before we drown. Yeah. Please bring heaven down. Yeah.
No, I'm not like them other guys, wanting you to put up a front. I'm hoping one day you realize that all of you is more than enough. It's about time that I fessed up. I'm saving the rest of my love for you. So whenever you're ready, ready, I'll be coming in heavy, heavy. Ooh. Baby, I won't leave, cause you gotta hold on me. Please don't run away. Only you can take control of me. Cause I just want you real, real bad. Second, cause I can't keep my eyes off you. No, don't know if it's the clothes you wear or the color of your hair, but I know I only want you, girl.
Baby, I won't leave, control of me, cause I just want you real bad.
And that was Sleep Theory, Gone or Staying. This song right here gives you like it starts out like an R&B song. You think it's going to be an R&B song, and then flips the script and becomes a rock song. I really like this song. Came up. I've been finding a lot of my artists, like some of these songs I've been finding on TikTok. It's amazing. I had to start back doing my TikToks, but it's amazing that, you know, been finding that. You know what else is amazing? We got players showing off greatness. Victor Wembanyama had a 40-point, 20-rebound game. And that was against the Knicks of Jalen Brunson's 61. Brunson, though, he's the seventh player to score 60 in the game. And that is the second highest scoring output from a Knicks player since Carmelo Anthony in 2014. Boom! Like that. But yeah, it is a lot of things going on with that. Knicks did lose one of their key defenders, Jeremy Sohan. He left in that game. I mean, not the Knicks, Spurs. So the Knicks took advantage of that, leaving because he left with an ankle injury. And they let Brunson do isolation a lot more. But Wembanyama was going crazy in that game. Cavs Donovan Mitchell, he was back after a 6-game absence with a broken nose. He scores 12. So he's back. And people complaining to the refs get fined. Nick Nurse and Kelly Oubre both fined for yelling at the ref. Kelly Oubre and Nick Nurse were both fined $50,000 by the NBA on Friday for their reaction to the missed call that cost Philadelphia a 1-point loss to the Clippers on Wednesday. Ew. Don't you hate those missed calls? And the crew chief, Kevin Scott, in the report, after the game, there should have been a foul call against the Clippers for Paul George. And that would give him Kelly Oubre 2 free throws and a chance to win the game. So it is crazy. That was that. And Joe Dumars basically was like, that nurse was fine aggressively pursuing and verbally abusing game officials and directed at them. Hey, sometimes you get mad at the calls that happen. You got to continue to move forward. Continue to play the game. Do you. Don't let the calls bother you. I don't want to pay $50,000 just for attacking the refs. So I'm going to try to, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it cleverly. I'm going to say something. But y'all take it how y'all want to take it. That's how I would do it. Nuggets' Jamal Murray misses his fourth straight game despite improvement. He's dealing with a sprained left ankle and a swollen right knee. And I think that right knee is the knee that he injured when he tore his ACL. T-Wolves owner not selling stake to Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lohr. Glenn Taylor basically said allegates that Lohr and Rodriguez failed to meet certain contractual deadlines and obligations of the scale process, which began in 21. But the relationship between Taylor and his successors, Lohr and Rodriguez, disintegrated over the past 2 years. With Memphis having a best season in years in just a half a game out of first in the Western Conference. So it is what it is. They doing what they need to do. And y'all know Kings Malik Monk, he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with an MCL injury, sprained right MCL. So he'll be out that short amount of time. That's okay. Playoffs is just around the corner. I think you'll be good. definitely think you would be good. So keep it moving on that aspect. Draymond Green was ejected early this past week in the first quarter at the 8:50 mark, which had Curry shaking his head, even had Draymond on things like, I should have been kicked out, I deserved that, because he was guarding at the refs, and his thought was that he thought he turned around and was directed towards the team, but nope, refs heard him, teed him up, he got ejected. All right. Rockets get their 10th straight win, and they have their eyes on the play-in after their 10th straight win. Let's talk about that for a second. I said the Rockets went 10 straight, right? So, they're literally right behind the Golden State Warriors. They're on an 11-game win streak. Let me get that right. They're on an 11-game win streak, but they had 10 straight that they won. So they're right behind Golden State at 38-35. Utah, Memphis, Portland, San Antonio all been eliminated, so they still give you those good games. And they're the only team that's chasing the Warriors and Lakers right now. Potentially, you can move up, but we'll see. Bulls right now are chasing the Sixers. Right now, they're 4 games behind the Sixers, and they just lost the game after they snapped a three-game losing streak. But they play against the Minnesota T-Wolves later on today. So you can check that game out on NBC Sports. Definitely can check that game out. I remember back in the day when the Bulls used to play, the games used to be on WGN all the time. But definitely check that game out later on today. So it's going to be a good thing. Utah facing Sacramento, aiming to break a road losing streak. And Dallas facing Houston aims for a 5th straight win. Now, it might be a tough game for the Rockets taking on Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic and company. So, we'll see how that goes, but the race is on. The race is on, y'all. Because no other team has clinched the clinched conference yet other than the Boston Celtics, who are surging right now and looking good. Bucks is 11 games behind them, so they came back up into second. Orlando Magic was creeping up, and the Pacers have been creeping up. So it's like all these teams making these playoff push. Let's see what other people going to do. Knicks forward center David Mitchell Robinson, he is back after missing 50 games. He scored 8 in one game, 12 in another game. And like I said, he's back after missing 50 games. Forgot what the injury was, but yeah. Raptors forward, Jontae Porter is under investigation because betting irregularities over several months. So we'll see what that goes on that. I'll let you know what information I get on that. Possible suspension, possible being banned. We'll see. Hawks storm back from 30 to defeat the Celtics, which made me so sad. It disappointed my soul when I seen that. Because I'm a Celtics fan, also a Warriors and Bulls fan. I know two of the teams in the same conference can't be, but I'm a fan of those teams. You know, when, what was it, NBA 2K, when that came to me, I had Paul Pierce, Ralph LaFrance, Wally Szczerbiak, Brian Scalabrine, Ricky Davis, Tony Allen, will play, and I like to use those players that you wouldn't expect to do those things. And I'm like, well, they can. So we'll see how that goes. North Carolina lost to Alabama. Alabama's second trip to the Elite Eight since 2004. In return, though, they also had a close one. They also beat Clemson too to reach their Final Four. UConn buries Illinois with a 30 run, and they back in the Final Four. Yeah, they went on a 30-point run, end up beating Illinois 77-52. Clemson won 89-82. Today we got Tennessee and Purdue, so it's like, where Purdue prevail? Will Duke prevail over North Carolina State, who is 11th seed going against the 4th seed? So a lot of people watching that game. That game come on 4, will start at 4:05 Central Standard Time. I'm looking forward to that. I'm definitely looking forward to that. This a lot of brackets been broken, but this Final Four, the Cinderella team in this bracket is North Carolina State. So would they be able to make it? Can they make it? Can they continue it on? And then on the women's side, we got South Carolina versus Oregon State, and then North Carolina State women's, who's ranked higher than the men, taking on Texas, number one. So we got 2-1 versus 3 seeds happening right now. Yesterday we had a exciting UCLA versus LSU game, and that game came, I guess it took the fourth quarter for that game to, because they was going tick for tack. LSU was up and then they was down. Then LSU ended up winning that game 78-69 in that game, with Reese scoring 16 points. Morrow 17, and Flo J had 24. So they was balling, and you know, didn't really use that many people off the bench, but it was balling. Definitely was balling. Because Iowa also in the running too. They just obliterated Colorado. So let's see what this matchup, because I think LSU and Iowa will face each other again, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Yep. They will face each other on the first, so we'll see there. But today we got South Carolina, Oregon State, and Texas and North Carolina State women. So let's see how that goes. I'm excited to check it out. I'm looking forward to it. South Carolina guard, though, on the men's side, Michi Johnson is entering the portal. So he's transferring, leaving the school. And Vanderbilt names James Madison head coach Mark Bighton as the new head coach. Utah State's Danny Sprinkle accepts Washington Hoops job. And then Washington State, Kyle Smith heading to Stanford as head coach. New Mexico guard Jamal Mashburn Jr., who looks just like Jamal Mashburn, exactly, just got longer hair, he enters the transfer portal. And then Marshall's head coach Don D'Antoni, 76, is out after 10 seasons, being replaced by Cornelius Jackson. He was the oldest active coach in NCAA. But yeah, he's out after 10 seasons, calling it quits. Now, I'll let y'all know what those scores and updates is on the next time we conquer Dragon Sports Live. But until then, I catch y'all on the next one. I got to work. Peace. Doom, doom, doom.